Welcome to the frequency.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hello, hello, welcome back. Welcome back to another fantastic episode. I have a returning guest this week. Bit of a theme for Series 5. We're revisiting some of our popular and favourite guests, and this one is no exception. This lady we had on about a year and a half ago, and if you go to the show notes, you'll be able to find a link to the earlier episode, or just look her up on the podcast show. Why not? My guest this week, it's Stacey Calder. Now, Stacey is a business owner. She helps people to get seen online and in print, and also through events such as awards and networking. Now, she is passionate about helping people to stand out in a way that's comfortable to them whilst helping them with their marketing assets. When she's not doing that, she's also a mum and guardian to 5 wonderful children. She has a slight obsession with stationery and with Disney. That is my guest today, Stacey Calder. Let's bring her in. Hey, Stacey, how are you doing?
Hello, how are you, Keith?
Oh, I am all the better for seeing you, as always. Thank you so much for coming back to join us, Stacey.
No, thank you for having me. I don't know if to cringe or laugh when people say about stationery and Disney addictions, but it's so me.
It is. It's absolutely you. It's absolutely you. And yeah, we've heard a little bit of your bio, but for the one person on the planet who hasn't come across Stacey Calder so far, who is Stacey? Who is the lady behind the bio and behind the stationery?
Oh, Keith, that's lovely. I'm sure there's more than one person on the planet that hasn't heard from me. My mouth is not that big, I don't think. But I am Stacey Calder, and I am the founder and creator of the Business Success Network and magazine. And we, as Keith said, we help people get visible, whether that's online, whether it's in print. We have a passion for awards and helping people to get visible through them. But, you know, also I'm a full-time mum. And guardian of, that's a whole different story. And, you know, we have a busy household. We've got 5 children, 3 dogs, a cat and a guinea pig. I have to say guinea pig because I said piggy once and someone actually thought I'd got this pig running around. So, yeah, we have I should mention the hungry husband as well. So very busy household, but I absolutely embody that whole thing of if you want something done, ask a busy person because I just love it. I would hate to be quiet.
Yeah. And I was going to say, if you hadn't mentioned, we have to also mention your rock star god of a husband as well, who's, wow. I believe his band just got through in a Battle of the Bands.
They have, you know, he's been on this planet quite a while now and he's never done a Battle of the Bands. It happened on Friday. He got a notification on Tuesday saying they'd had a band falling out. They'd basically stalked his Facebook page and said, could he do it? He said, well, I'd only be at a band practice anyway, so why not? Went along with just me supporting, you know, so not a huge crowd. And came second, like, and is straight through to the semis, which is absolutely brilliant. He absolutely just loves guitar and drums and shaking up rock, to be honest. You don't hear many rock versions of Dolly Parton.
Not enough rock.
Well, there you go. Shameless plug for my husband there, but I told people to get louder and be noisy neighbours. He genuinely is one.
Yes, absolutely, and very talented with it as well. So yeah, well done to Jamie and his band as well.
We'll have to get him on the show for you, Keith.
You know,
talk music.
Let's do it. Let's do it for sure. That would be quite an interesting episode. Yeah, we'll
very different. It'd be very different.
Very different. Let's have my people talk to his people, and we'll sort something out. Now, excuse me, sorry about that. All excited there for a minute. You're one of the things that you are really known for is assets and really making good use of all assets that you can to make a noise. Be bold, be fearless, be a leader was the title of your previous appearance on here. And it's all about using all the assets you've got to really stand out and be known. How did you get into that? Were you born going, I must make full use of all my assets? How did that happen?
Do you know, they often say that you learn a lot from your mistakes. You know, you see all these success stories on social media and you think, wow, they're really inspiring. And I get that. But I get really inspired by the stuff that sometimes goes wrong and how people deal with that. And I was a fair few years ago in a personal development course with a business mentor, and he was doing a course on be a better speaker. And so I'm stood up and I'm there talking, and it got to the part at the end where he said, right now, you and you could be paid speakers because you've got the experience. The rest of you probably need to work on getting some experience. And I was not in the list of you could be a paid speaker. And honestly, I think you could have seen the smoke coming from my ears. I was like, and I called him on it. I absolutely called him out. And I said, what do you mean? I've done this. I've run awards, like national awards. I've spoke to these. I've spoke to an audience of 500 people and been, you know, all these things. And he looked at me and he called me back on it and he said, Stacey, I've worked with you for 6 months now and I didn't know any of that. And if I don't know any of that, the chances are the people looking for speakers don't know any of that. Mm-hmm. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I just thought, I'm not going to tell him this, but he's right. And so I need to look at my assets. I need to look at how I'm showcasing my credibility, my experience, and all those things that I can offer and bring. And I need to up my game because I'm kind of doing it, but I'm doing it in a way that I know what I'm doing. But unless you're in my circle, people don't know. So that really made me look at something. And about 3 months later, I got to share that story on his stage in Blackpool. So I've been calling him out and he's been calling me out ever since. It was a match made in heaven, let's say. But it was definitely a lesson that I needed to learn. And it was definitely a lesson that made me say, actually, I'm going to do this and I'm going to learn it and I'm going to show others. And so it's been a real, I don't want others to make that same mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love it. Yeah, I've heard the story before. I know the other person involved as well, and yeah, I can picture that scene exactly as it would have played out.
Yeah.
Yep. And I have to say, and as embarrassing and annoying as it was for you at the time, I'm glad he did call you out on that because you really have fully embraced creating and making the most of your assets and helping so many other people to do that as well.
Absolutely. I hate the word pivot. You know, I think lockdown has absolutely killed that for me.
Yeah.
But I kind of pivoted a bit before pivoting was cool and all that kind of thing. It wasn't a pivot. It was what I was doing, but it made me almost niche down a little bit and just say, you know, marketing is such a huge industry. And I was doing lots of social media and I'd got this magazine. And really, I needed almost an umbrella to say, this is what I do. So marketing assets. And then obviously we had lockdown and it was a case of, right, people still, they really need their marketing assets now. There is so many online meetings and so many people just going online. The world is suddenly a lot bigger and easier to get to. They need their assets and it might change slightly when it's online. But they still need them. So it was, I was pivoting before people were pivoting.
Yeah. Ahead of the trend, as always.
I hope so.
Yeah. Now, I know one of the areas that you really help people with, and this is the reason that I wanted to bring you back onto the show is to explore this in a bit more depth, is awards, because awards can be they can be very gratifying things. They can... I make no bones about it. They're good for the ego. When you win an award, it's good for the ego. And they can be excellent for assets. But there's also some pitfalls with some awards, and there's also that whole, well, yeah, I didn't win an award, so I can't really use it, which is a massive, massive missed opportunity. So there's a lot to unpack here. So let's start at the beginning. How did you get into awards as your thing?
So I, many moons ago, my first company, if you like, was a networking company for mums in business. And we franchised it out across the UK. And we had about 34 franchises, lots of business mums, all being excellent at what they did. And we wanted a way to recognise them, to give them a pat on the back and say, job well done. Because a lot of parents out there don't get that recognition. A lot of small businesses don't get that recognition. But we were focused solely on the mums, the parents, that kind of thing. Yeah. And so we ran, this is going back 10 odd years ago, I was running a national awards for that industry, nationally, but we held it in Birmingham, and I would run those, and they were very lovely. They were very successful. It gave people the recognition that they deserved, and it also gave them a taste of, you could go out now and enter these awards. However, sold my share in that company in 2015 and didn't just want to start up another awards. You know, when you leave something, there's a reason, you shut a door on it. And so BSN was then created. And I didn't just want it to be a copy of everything I'd done with the previous company. So for a long time, I didn't do awards. And I sat and I talked about them, and I entered awards, I won awards, I used them for my own business, for my own assets. But I wasn't delivering on awards. And so a lot of people within the network were saying, bring some back, bring them in. Sounds amazing. We love the energy. You know, I just light up when we talk about awards. And it was International Women's Day 2021. Mm-hmm. I decided 10 days before that I was going to create a Google Doc, and like a form, and I was going to put it out there and say, if you're a woman to watch this year, you can nominate yourself. You'll get a Business Success Network graphic saying Woman to Watch 2021. And I'm going to run a live event all day from the studio out onto the socials, and we'll chat, we'll interview you. And I thought I'd probably get 10 people throughout the day. We had 69 nominations in 10 days. And on one of those interviews, Helen Donnelly, actually, she said to me, you just need to do these awards. Look how many people are entering, and they're not even awards. And so I said, OK, let's bring it back. 2022, we'll do it. And that was it. We decided to do it. It was kind of, everyone was coming out of lockdown, so everybody wanted to be back in a room. They wanted to, you know, hug and see the whites of people's eyes. So it was just, I mean, it was, the timing could have gone either way. It was either going to be, we're going to have a room full of people, or COVID's going to stop it.
Yeah.
It didn't. We it worked, and we've been running them ever since. And that's how I got into it. And it's just, with my marketing hat on, with my assets hat on, they are phenomenal at giving you the assets. And when people recognize that, that's when magic things can happen. It's not just about getting up on stage or not.
Yeah.
It's all the stuff that goes before and after it as well.
So let's look at how people can make use of awards as an asset. Now, obviously, if you win an award, it's obvious how you can use that as an asset. Can go, well, I say it's obvious, the number of people who win awards and then just
put them
on a shelf somewhere and never mention it. No. So let's start with you won an award. How can you capitalize on that as an asset?
Winning an award is an amazing asset. Suddenly, I mean, it's everywhere. Suddenly you are an award-winning business owner, and don't be scared to tell people that, because it does make you stand out from your competitors. I've been in several networking events over the last year, actually, and beyond, where I've been in a room with people and they've said, I am an award-winning business owner. I knew them before they didn't win the award. So it's gone, you know, their 60-second, their 40-second pitch has gone from, hi, I'm such and such. I work in the whatever industry. I'm a business owner. To, I'm an award-winning business owner. And actually, recently they've changed it to, I'm a multi-award-winning business owner. And it just sparks people's conversation. They're like, oh, multi-awards. well, what are you doing then? And if you have got two people in the same industry in the room, how come you've got an award? What's the difference? And it does, it sets you alight. Obviously, not just for networking and for being in a room. It's on your social channels. It's everywhere. And you holding an award with lots of photos, they make fantastic assets. So yes, people are nosy. They want to know why you've won the award, what you've won the award in, and it gives you a great conversation for your socials, for your blogs, for your marketing copy. It just adds to your credibility.
Yeah, and absolutely. Make sure you feature it on your website.
Absolutely. Somebody emailed me the other day that hasn't emailed me in a long, long time, and on their signature footer, it said "Runner Up Business Success Network Awards 2022."
Brilliant.
Yes. So I emailed her back. I love your footer, obviously. It was
Nice.
brilliant.
Get
Get it everywhere.
it everywhere. Absolutely. So win an award, make sure you get it everywhere. And of course, often these days, particularly with the likes of Facebook, they give you memories every year. There's mem so that no reason you can't, hey, call back to last year when I won this award and you get to reuse it again. And
Yeah, people often ask me how long does it last for? How long can I dine out on this? And I'm like, forever.
forever,
I
yeah.
still share stories of my very first award, which was probably 12 years ago. It was a Hewlett Packard one. In fact, and we're going to get onto this, I think. I didn't even win. I came highly commended, but that award absolutely launched our business. I became a mummy blogger for Hewlett Packard. They were sending me places. They was, sending me printers through the post. Fantastic. I was absolutely loving it as a family blogger. And it was because I'd become highly commended. They knew what my business was about and I networked at the awards. So, that was a key thing. I got speaking to somebody who was on our table who happened to be in charge of Hewlett Packard's family bloggers. Like I wasn't going to say, "Oh, I run a family network."
And yes, that does neatly lead us to the second of three aspects I wanted to look at. So we've looked at you win an award, obviously you shout about it, and as you say, keep shouting about it forevermore. It doesn't come with an expiry date. Make sure you feature it on your website, make sure you feature it on your in your social medias, make reference to it in your marketing, all these sorts of things. Award winner. Excellent. Suppose you've been in you're up for an award, you don't win, but you get runner up.
Right.
Okay, so I didn't win, I lost. Can we use the fact that we didn't win the award, but we came as runner up? How can we use
Yeah,
that as an asset?
absolutely. And one of my favorite phrases to people, I've got two. One of my favorite phrases is that just because you don't win on the night doesn't mean your business doesn't. Now, if you are, we're talking about runners up, but if you're a finalist, you're going to be in the room. And that's really important because people have put you in that room because you deserve to be in that room. You're a finalist. Nobody wants to attend an awards dinner where there's nobody there. Oh, I'm sorry, Keith won, he couldn't be here today. Oh, Stacey's won, she hasn't turned up either. You want to be in the room. And we know from networking, from going to events, that something magical happens in a room full of people. Now, you imagine a room full of people that are all either business owners waiting to see if they've won an award, their supporters, sponsors who are paying to be there, or judges. That is an electric community of people that all want to grow their businesses, that are all kind of in the same room for the same thing. The networking opportunities there, the collaborations there, even if you don't win, like I just shared with the Hewlett Packard story, I did not win their award, but they still sent me £4,000 worth of products and got me to be their bloggers. So did I win? No. Did my business win? Absolutely. And I share that because, not every awards is going to give you £4,000 worth of. Look, it wasn't about the technology that they sent me. It was about the opportunities that followed. You never know who you're going to sit on a table with unless you buy a table. There are what you never know who you're going to get chatting to when you're getting a drink. You never know who you're going to meet on stage and hear the story and think, I can help that person. we had last year, the first year we did it, we didn't realise how many people in our network struggled with things like social anxiety, the fear of getting up on stage. And actually, we know that now. So for people like you, Keith, I can absolutely say, I know someone that can help with phobias. And they're things that you think, what's that got to do with awards? But it's that conversation. It's the conversations that happen. Yeah. So as long as you're in that room, if you're a finalist, you can still, you've got a finalist badge. You can still get that on your website. You can still put it on. So share your journey at every step. Share the photos of being in the room on the night. Tag the people in that you network with. Go and be part of their audience as well, because there's something, small business owners support small business owners. And if they can see you on that journey, and actually they might say, oh, you know, you didn't win on this occasion, but you are highly commended. He's still really good at, you know, look at the level of competition he was up against.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a journey, isn't it? It sets you up for next time.
That is true. And so again, tremendous opportunities on the night. And also it's something that you would still make mention of in your blogs and your website.
Absolutely,
and everything.
Yeah.
I was a finalist in whatever awards, or runner up in whatever awards. It's still, as you say, it's putting you, elevating you. The fact that, okay, you didn't win, but you were, you came
and
second.
It makes you human, you know? We're not going to win every time we enter an award. We can give ourselves a really good chance by, you know, completing a really good nomination form and thinking about it and not getting in it at 2 minutes to midnight when it's at midnight. You can do all those things.
Yeah.
But somebody might just beat you on the night and you won't know. But having that opportunity to speak to the judges and get feedback and that kind of thing, it is invaluable. And again, marketing assets, you've got a finalist badge. You might be one of five finalists throughout the UK. That puts you in the top five.
Top five, yeah. Absolutely. Brilliant. And the third way in which, again, a lot of people, I know a lot of people definitely don't use this as an asset, but they should. So you find you've been nominated for an award. You don't win it. You don't become a finalist. You're not a runner-up. Oh, I was only nominated. Well, that's not really worth mentioning, is it? Because I didn't get anywhere in it. Which, again, is not really the way to look at it, is it? How can we use the fact that you were a nominated? You didn't win, you didn't come second, you weren't a finalist, but you were nominated. How can we use that positively as an asset?
So I start right from the moment they get nominated. I tell, in fact, before then, because the second thing I always tell people that I love, they'll say to me, oh, I'll just wait till somebody nominates me. And honestly, please don't. Because nobody knows your business like you do. So using that nomination form, actually, it's almost like a bit of a business plan, because you get to look back and review what you've done, probably in the last year or so. You get to talk about what's going on now, and you get to talk about your future goals. So it does almost act as a little bit of a mini review and goal setting and planning. So it gives you some really good content. Now, if somebody else nominates you, they obviously think really highly of you. So why wouldn't you go and share it? Why wouldn't you say, this is what's, you know, here's my nomination badge. I was nominated in this category because my customer service is excellent, because I provided this, because I have shone against all odds. And so starting to talk about it, and at that point, you don't know whether you're going to be a finalist or a winner. So why wouldn't you talk about it? Why wouldn't you share that you're on this journey? And then, you know, you're investing your time in your content. You're sharing that you're nominated with your audience. Your audience start rooting for you. They want to know. They want to see you get as a finalist. And you're using hashtags from the event and the running. And suddenly your audience is growing. And it's growing because other people are looking at who else has been nominated in their category. They're looking at other categories. The judges are suddenly looking at your socials. So all these people have got eyes on you, and you're there saying, I've been nominated. This is why. It doesn't matter if you don't win. In fact, you can say, I didn't make it through to the finals on this occasion. But you know what? Keith nominated me, and we're going to have Keith on the show next week because, you know, we want to talk about why he felt like he wanted to nominate me, and I want to thank him. There's loads of content there, absolutely loads. And, you know, just the experience that you go through, again, your business is not going to lose by you talking about a business event.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, it's something you can still make mention of in years to come as well. Oh, I've been nominated for 4 awards over the past few years.
And that, you know, if you're being nominated, that speaks really highly of you about whether it's a supplier, a client, you know, all these people that think highly enough of you to spend their time filling out a nomination form for you.
I mean, it struck me the other day. I was looking at the back of it was actually the back of a Blu-ray. They still have them. Do you know people still actually buy these physical discs?
Is I say to my husband, "Oh, look, should we buy the kids a DVD?" And he's like, "No."
Yeah.
Or every downloading channel going.
Yeah. Okay. But I was looking on the back of one, and I noticed something which I thought must bring this up in this episode. It mentions who's in it. It says basically Oscar winning, blah, 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 blah. But it also said Oscar nominee so-and-so. It's like, yeah, they didn't win the Oscar, but they're Oscar nominee. You bet they use it in all them.
It puts you out in a category, doesn't it? And you hear so much about Oscars, BAFTAs, TV awards. Yeah. You know, there are some big business awards as well. You often find that banks are now quite associated with different business awards.
Mm-hmm.
So there is such a range of different things. You're not going to have, like exactly what you said, you're not going to have an actor and actress not tell you about their awards. They're not going to come out to...
Try cutting them up about it.
Exactly. And so we kind of have to use that and learn from it a little bit, that we are award-winning. We do deserve... There's something very British about, you know, let's sit down, have a cup of tea and not blow our own trumpet. It's not blowing your own trumpet. It's about filling your cup with the recognition that you deserve.
Yeah. It reminds me of somebody that I knew, I've known them for a few years now. They represented their country in the Olympics. And they... rarely make mention of that. I say, well, why don't you make more mention of that? And they went, oh, I'm only an Olympian. I didn't win a medal or anything. I'm only an Olympian. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Only an Olympian.
And yet, there are speakers out there that have made, you know, a living out of speaking about only being an Olympian. Exactly. I would love to only be an Olympian, believe me. Yeah.
Oh, I'm only received award nominations. I'm not an award winner. It's like, elevating.
Absolutely. Look, you've got to big yourself up because nobody else is going to. Yeah. Not in a way that, you know, and this is why I go back to that nomination form, self-nominate, because nobody knows the ins and outs. Nobody knows the stories that get you in front of the judges. You know, it's not always about facts and figures. Yeah, okay, if you're entering a business growth award, they're going to want to know how much you've grown by in whatever way you choose to tell that. But it is about stories. You know, things like Against All Odds or Rising Star, we want to hear the story behind it. What makes them a really special under 21-year-old? What makes their startup so difficult?
Yeah.
And how they've overcome it. That for me is so powerful. And once you've written it on a nomination form, look, it's there. You've got it for a blog. You've got it for content.
Oh, yeah.
You've got it to share it far and wide. Content for a book, Keith.
A book? You never thought about writing a book?
No, neither had I. Well, I had, but then I have a conversation with you and it's actually happening now.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Hopefully I'll finish it by the next time I come on.
There you go. We'll bring you on to talk about it. Stacey, some fantastic information as always. And as always, time is marching against us. We need to wrap it up. I've learned a lot from this, and I hope our viewers and listeners will have picked up a lot from it. For anybody who wants to maybe find out a bit more about what you do or maybe even get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to find out?
They can visit the website. So the website is businesssuccessnetwork.co.uk. That has everything on there. It's got me, it's got the experts, it's got our events. So, and it's definitely got a page of awards. So you can go in, you can nominate yourself or somebody else. and really get to work on marketing that nomination.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And as you would expect, Stacey is all over the socials. She's there's probably not a social network that she's not on, quite frankly.
I'm really poor at, you know, I'm not a TikTok dancer. There are some platforms are better than others.
Yeah. So I'll pop a link to all of those in the show notes, so you can find Stacey everywhere through the show notes. As always, the show notes, go to keithblakemorenoble.com/show and look for the second one with Stacey Calder. You find it there. And if you want to find out more, just go directly to www.businesssuccessnetwork.co.uk. Stacey, thank you so much for taking time out of your incredibly busy week to chat with us. It's been fascinating, as always. I look forward to catching up again very soon.
Thank you for having me, Keith.
Now, I know you have a favourite quote. It's less of a quote. It's more of a monologue. So,
you know me, I like to be different.
We're not going to give the whole quote. Stacey's going to give the beginning of the quote. And you, dear viewer, dear listener, you've got the homework of finding researching the quote and reading it in full. And it will be worth your time. Stacey, what's the intro to your favourite quote?
So it's called The Man in the Arena by Theodore Roosevelt. And it starts with, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena." That's a good start, but you need to go and finish it. Honestly, if it doesn't motivate you,
nothing will.
Don't mess with me, because I am not your person.
Brilliant. Go check that quote out. And Stacey, thank you so much. And catch all of you again very soon.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit keithblakemorenoble.com.